Valentine's Day is Monday. It's a day that can be trying if you're single. And if you're single and a senior citizen, it's even tougher, especially for women. At this week's annual Sweethearts Ball for Seniors in Chicago, women outnumbered men by a ratio of 8-1. Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister met some widows eager to defy the long odds.
My name is Marilyn Block. I just moved to Chicago in 1995 after my husband passed away.
My name is Geneva Charles. I've been a widow since 1965.
Eva Gregory. I was married for 24 years. My husband passed about 5 years ago.
I had three dates. There was one that I would have married, but he deceived me. I took that out on other fellows. I never got close to anyone after that.
I didn't try after he first passed. I thought I needed some time to myself.
I think after you lose a partner, it takes a while for you to think about getting back into the dating scene and meeting people, and now I'm ready. So it's only taken me 10 years, but now I'm ready.
I have a desire to have a nice man that's interested in shows, church, plays, movies, afternoon drives, and just to do the activities that seniors like doing. Bowling.
I go to the senior centers, but there's no guys there. All of them are married, or they have someone, or they sick. I don't want a sick man.
I don't know what their interest is. I really don't. Smoking. Like I said, they play cards over at Central West, and they sit around with their heads on the table. We have the lunch program there. They come and have lunch, they eat their lunch, and they get up and they look around, they're gone.
I'd like to pursue maybe the internet, getting to meet people that way.
You know, I did that a long time ago. When they hook you up with someone online, I don't trust that. My girlfriend did it, and she met some guy who was crazy, so.
If you're a very aggressive person, you'll call someone that you know is available. You'll bring food over. You'll do all of these, you know, little things in order to try and attract their attention, but that's not my style.
I talked to a fellow like this past Sunday. We watched the Super Bowl together, but he don't drive and he don't do much. That's fine. I drive, but I don't feel that I should go and pick him up all the time, and we go here and we go there, and I gotta make suggestions. You know, I'm still a lady. I like to be treated like a lady.
I'd like to be selected. I'd like to be, you know, sought out, pursued, courted, all that. Still kind of old-fashioned in that regard.
All the buses are here. If you're waiting on a bus, you should go down to your bus.
Overall, it was a very nice afternoon. I think most of the men that were here, there were a couple at our table. I think one may either be a husband or goes with one of the ladies. And the other gentleman was pretty much booked most of the afternoon. People were asking him to dance. And I would have liked the opportunity, but he was just busy all the time. I didn't meet any perspectives here.
You wouldn't come here to get acquainted with a man because he's not here. This is not his interest. Most of them. I just made my 76th birthday. I'm blessed beyond measures. And now it's just a companion thing that I would like.
All last week I was ill. I had the flu. And I felt if I had a male companion, you know, I think I would have gotten well sooner. I just need a male in my life. A good one, not just a man, a good man. I won't give up.
Women at Chicago's annual Sweethearts Ball for Seniors, speaking with independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.